Establishment Uni Party Deploys Last-Ditch Tactics to Save Liz Cheney from Defeat. By Wendell Hasebo on August 5, 2022. Establishment Republicans are trying to save Representative Liz Cheney, R.Y., from defeat in the highly contested August 16 GOP primary by deploying last-ditch tactics to stave off a Trump-endorsed Harriet Hageman victory. While Hageman is ahead in the polls and predicted to win by a large margin, big money donors and grassroots organizers from the establishment Uni Party are working to rescue Cheney's campaign, Axios reported. That campaign has been in a downward spiral since she allied herself with the partisan January 6 committee. Those involved in defending Cheney are reportedly Jeff Larson, chairman of America Rising, Julia Griswold Daler, a former Trump White House aide, Wyomingites Defending Freedom and Democracy, WDFD, and Conservatives for a Strong America, CFSA. WDFD is focused on publishing digital and TV ads that push Democrats to vote for Cheney in the open Republican primary, a tactic that has also been deployed by Cheney's own campaign but which Joseph Barbuto, the chairman of the Wyoming Democrat Party, believes will not be effective. CFSA is deploying a different tactic to defeat Hageman. The group is trying to elevate outside contenders that do not have a chance of victory in order to split the vote. The strategy means Cheney could receive a larger percentage of the total vote than Hageman. WDFD has reported spending $188,428 in support of Cheney since last month, making it the fourth largest independent spender in the Wyoming primary race, and the top one backing Cheney, Axios detailed. CFSA has spent another $47,108 attacking Hageman, according to FEC records. Though Cheney has a web of support from the establishment, Hageman has the momentum. Hageman has received $800,000 worth of help from Wyoming Values, which is allied with former President Trump's leadership PAC. The challenger is also endorsed by Representative Kevin McCarthy, RCA, Senator Ted Cruz, RTX, and former Wyoming Representative Barbara Cuban. According to predicted odds, Cheney has only a 2-cent chance on the dollar of winning. Trump-endorsed Harriet Hageman is favored by 97 cents on the dollar. Polling also shows Cheney well behind Hageman, by about 30 points. The big story is Liz Cheney is going to get beat. Brad Coker, managing director of the polling firm Mason-Dixon Polling and Strategy, said, reflecting on a primary poll released in June, "That's a foregone conclusion. Cheney's alliance with the establishment extends to the partisan January 6 committee, which has sought to investigate the January 6 incident without focusing on the alleged FBI informants at the Capitol. Cheney is also one of 10 Republicans who voted to impeach Trump. If she loses the primary, only 2 or 3 impeachment Republicans will remain in office." Last year, the Wyoming Republican Party excommunicated Cheney from the state party by no longer recognizing her as a Republican. Follow Wendell Hasebo on Twitter and Getter @WendellHasebo. He is the author of Politics of Slave Morality.